Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to our super-duper edition of Catholic Answers Live, super-power edition, 2 hours on a Wednesday of Open Forum. We rarely do Open Forum on a Wednesday, and we're super happy that we get to do that. First hour, Jimmy in here, just knocking it out of the park. You're going to really have to bring it, Tim Staples, because he was just killing it first hour.
Pressure. Yep.
Tim Staples, our Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, the author of Behold Your Mother, and... what's the news as far as matches this hour?
You were supposed to say, and nuts and bolts.
Oh, my favorite book.
A practical how-to guide to evangelization. Okay, but all right.
Sorry, I blew that.
Yeah.
And father of a gaggle. And there's so many more things I could say about you. What, you're insulted that I call him a gaggle?
No, I just hadn't heard that.
Oh, okay.
I like that,
yeah.
Actually.
And but you were going to tell us about the match. What do we have this hour
for
fundraising?
Yes, we are excited, folks. We have another match for this hour of $5,000. So we need
people
folks to get on the phones right now. I have no idea, as I was coming in, I have no idea whether we made the match of the first hour.
Right.
I think they're still counting on their fingers.
Kathy, I went by Kathy's office. Kathy's director of operations here, and she said she'll come in and tell us as soon as she knows. It takes them a while to figure that out.
Well, folks, we need everybody in this building that is on the phone needs to be on the phone. Well, if they're not on the phone, then they need to be on the phone. So please do give us a call at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. This is an exciting time for us, Si. It's such a crucial time for us, isn't it? Because this really sets the stage for the next 3 months and beyond. The one thing you don't want to do, Si, as you know, is get behind.
I know. Right.
You start getting behind, and then you can never catch up. So, folks, it's crucial to get on the phones now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need folks to give that $25 a month, $50 a month. And can I say this, Si? We could also use some money. We've had folks come through.
I know. It's amazing how people come through.
But we need some money for matching gifts for tomorrow the last day. So if you can give that $10,000 gift and say, hey, I want to make this as a match for tomorrow, that would be huge for us.
Because I wonder if we could do $10,000 in an hour. Like if somebody gave us $10,000, I'm trying to tempt someone to do it. I say, raise it in an hour. I wonder if I'm sure people would come through for us.
Let's
they always do,
it.
And we're very grateful for that.
They do.
And you can look. Our books are open. If you want to see how we spend the money, we try to be very responsible in the use of donations. And so Chris Check always makes the offer. But if you, for example, wanted to make a donation in that amount, but you want to say, hey, I want to see how they're spending this money, just ask for Chris Check and he will open the books to you. He'll give you all the paperwork. And that number, 888-291-8000.
And the first thing we do if we're in trouble is cut Si's salary. So, you know, we are very responsible.
Yeah, take some furlough days and then just let it. Sometimes I worry about that. Like when I'm on with you, like Trent does a really good job of just hosting the show by himself, like without me. And I'm like, no, don't do that, Trent. Don't host the show.
We need Si Kellett. But you know what, folks? I know we mentioned this yesterday, but please understand that there is such a need here because, you know, often we lose donors. And the crazy thing is, Si, you know, as the 3 months go on, because we only do this 6 hours, right?
6 hours every 3 months.
Every 3 months. And, you know, you're losing donors in that time. The income starts dropping here a little bit and you're getting nervous. And then you come back on and you say, please give. But it's true, isn't it?
It is.
We have an attrition rate. We lose donors for various and sundry reasons. So, you know, suffice to say, I would say we're back yesterday. At least we've gotten back our folks that we lost. And so now those of you that are going to call today, you are really going to put us over the top for the next 3 months. So we need you to get on that phone right now, folks, that maybe it's that $1,000 gift. Maybe, You know, I mentioned this yesterday. There are some folks who I know were like, reaching for the phone and, well, no. You know, but yeah. You know you need to give. You know you ought to give. You've been blessed by this broadcast. Please, folks, pick up the phone now at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. And we like to continue to do our work here. We don't want to give up the opportunity we have to answer questions about the Catholic faith, to defend the Catholic faith, to share the good news. And so we go now to Javier, watching on YouTube. Javier, again, thank you for watching on YouTube. Your question for Tim Staples.
Hi. Hi, you guys. This is my first time calling, and I've always watched your guys' answers and all that.
Cool.
And oh, thanks,
Javier. I want to say thank you for all the things you have done for me.
Well, welcome to the broadcast, my friend. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I just want to ask a quick question. It's just, struggles with impurity and... You know how that is among teens and all that. And
yes.
Just it's horrible for me.
Yes.
And I just wanted to get it off my back and ask a question about that and try to get better with God. And
sure.
I also go into I'm interested in the faith. Also, I'm a Catholic, proud Catholic. I watch Father Mike Schmitz. Also, if you've known of him.
Oh mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be. Hey, yeah. Father Mike Schmitz is going to be on Friday on this very program.
There you go.
Second hour Friday. So tune
really?
In then.
Wow.
He's fantastic.
All right. I will.
Yeah.
So,
Javier, you would like Tim to give some suggestions. And God bless you. Thank you for calling. We're very happy to take that call because it's a very serious question, especially in the world today. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
To give some suggestions on what the Catholic faith teaches about our struggles with impurity. Is that right, Javier?
Yes.
All right, Tim.
Well, Javier, as I said, this is crucial in our day and age. We're living in a unique time in the history of the world. Never before have we had, such an onslaught of pornography, coming through every media there is. You know, poor people, think of this, Si, poor people, you go to East LA and in areas that are quote unquote poor, and you'll see dishes on top of everybody's roofs.
Right, right.
And you've got pornography pouring in. I mean, there's never been a time in history like this. But I believe this, Javier, at times of darkness like we are living in, and it is dark out there, we can know that God goes before us. He prepares us. He empowers us by his grace. Father Mitch Pacwa said this to me a few years ago when I was at his house at EWTN. He said, whenever the times are the darkest, look at the 4th century, the Arian heresy, probably the darkest time in the history of the church. What happened? St. Epiphanius, St. Augustine, St. Jerome, St. Hilary. We can go down the list. God raises up the greatest men and women during the darkest times. So, Javier, you can take this to the bank. God's grace is there for you. His grace is sufficient for you. So avail yourselves to the sacraments. Avail yourself to the sacraments on a regular basis, as regular as you can. If you can get to daily Mass, Javier, man, that is going to help you tremendously. To confession, try to go on a weekly basis. I mentioned to Si yesterday, I went to confession just this Saturday and just had a tremendous experience of God's grace just flooding into my soul. I was driving my car home, and I just was rejoicing in the Lord. And I, it's one of those moments, Javier, and we don't walk by feelings, we walk by faith, but God touches our hearts. Javier, you got to know God knows right where you are. He knows what you need, and he will give it to you, most especially through the sacraments. But also, there's a principle in St. Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, where St. Paul says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, pure, good, lovely, of a good report, if there be any virtue, any praise, think on these things. We have to get the bad stuff out of our heads. And the only way that's going to happen is if we don't let it in to start with. Get rid of the television. Get rid of the images that Javier, you don't need. Get out your Bible. Read sacred scripture. Get some good DVDs, CDs, books from right here at Catholic Answers and fill your mind. I will guarantee you, if you trace the time that you spend, you're going to discover what's going into your mind. And you can have all the intentions of the world. Oh, I want to be good. I want to be good. But if you're watching, got to keep this G-rated if you're watching.
Yes,
not
you do.
Good stuff. Not good stuff. What's going to happen? It's going to fill your mind. So I would say those are two absolutely crucial principles. It's the old principle of GIGO, right? Garbage in, garbage out. And pray, pray, pray. You have to have regimented prayer. We have to pray daily. You know, we make time aside for everything else. You know, I got to be here at such time, here such and such time. We'll make an appointment with God. I need to pray, and I have to do it at this time. I guarantee you, Javier, you'll see benefits if you keep to those principles. So really, I gave three principles because the regimented prayer is also crucial.
Javier, thank you very much for that call. Jim, I mean, I almost called you Jimmy. I'm sorry, Tim. Timmy. as a Marian guy, I mean, you've yes. written this beautiful book about Mary, Behold Your Mother. She is a special help, yes. I think, to men. I mean, St. Joseph certainly is our help.
But,
and Mary, our mother, is a special help to yes. men struggling to live as pure men of God.
Amen. I'm going to be speaking about that this weekend in Wichita, Kansas.
Come on.
Actually, I am. I'm going to be talking about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, and
is that
gets to the core of, yeah. of what you're talking about. In the Blessed Virgin Mary, we see completed the victory of God's grace. So we look to her and see she is the pure one, and she's not in the Godhead. She is a real person outside of the Godhead, in which or in whom the grace of God has been perfected. So absolutely, Javier, and for everyone, to look to our Blessed Mother. She is our hope in that sense, that she has had perfected in her all of the graces to overcome all sin. What a hope that is for us. If God's done it for her, now he's not going to, you know, we're not going to be immaculate conceived, and we're not going to be assumed into heaven.
Too late.
She has particular gifts that were given to her. But we do have that hope in her to know that God and God's grace is sufficient for us as well. And we can and we will overcome in Jesus Christ and through her intercession.
Amen. Persevere, Javier. God's with you. Tim, we're raising money this hour. I don't want to forget to mention it real quick. I just remind folks that the number, 888-291-8000, that's the number to support us. We come to you four times a year. We only do so for a few hours, 6 hours to be exact, each quarter to ask you to support us. And only for a few minutes each hour. We try not to overwhelm the hour with fundraising, but we don't want to lie to you either. We need financial support in order to continue to do what we're doing and in order to expand into those areas, those new media that are pretty much blossoming every day. We have people working in all of those media trying to share the good news, trying to take, for example, like the answer you just gave, Tim, somebody here will take that and package it and make it a YouTube video.
Yes.
And somebody else will put it on Facebook and,
yes.
and Instagram and the whole deal. I mean, we're trying to be wherever young minds and young eyes are, and old minds and old eyes.
Yeah.
And we need your support to be able to continue to do those things. 888-291-8000 is the number. And every dollar that you pledge or give this hour is matched dollar for dollar.
And you know, Si, I always think every drive, and your words are bringing this home to me in a profound way, the fact that we are a body, we are the body of Christ. We at Catholic Answers are trying as best we can in the image of Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah 6. Remember, he says to the Lord, "Here I am, Lord, send me." He offers himself to God. And this is what we try to do every day here with daily mass, our daily prayers that we have here. We are saying to God, as Catholic Answers, "Here we are, Lord, use us." And yet, we are dependent upon folks outside of this building. It's not just us saying, "Lord, you know, use us." We need you guys.
Right.
Because we can't do it. That is a simple fact. Catholic Answers will not exist if folks don't give money to us. I mean, our apostolate is roughly about 70% donations. You know, this radio show, I don't even know what the percentage is here. It's probably higher. It's almost 100%. I don't even know how I would calculate that, but let's put it this way.
I'm sorry, it started to become math there for a second.
Yeah,
and I blanked out.
But we're virtually entirely dependent for this radio broadcast on you all, and we need you to call right now. If you like Catholic Answers, if you've been blessed by it, you need to call now to keep it in existence. It's that simple. 888 291-8000. Don't let the devil tell you, no, somebody else is going to call, and my 20 bucks, I mentioned that yesterday, drives me nuts. What is my 20 bucks going to do? Your 20 bucks keeps us in existence. That's what it does, because it's all of us. It's tens of thousands of us all over this country that give that $20 a month, that $30 a month, $100 a month. That is how we exist. And because we exist, folks, we have people around the world whose lives have been and are right. being changed.
Right. And we hear from them all the time.
888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Yes, you can give online. We use that fancy computer thing around here, don't we? That newfangled computer thing at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000. We really need to hear from you now. I'm getting a little antsy like I was yesterday because we haven't got word yet from the ladies.
We did. Am I allowed to? We did. I just got a note from Kathy, and we're not trying to deceive anybody.
No,
we had a $5,000 match last hour. We want to tell you the truth. We made the match,
all right,
and that's really good because that's
three hours
in a row now. 3 hours in a row, someone has given us $5,000, which we don't always know if we're going to get these matching offers. And 3 hours in a row, listeners have responded. So that means just wonderful things for us, and we're very, very grateful for it. I hope that nobody interprets that to mean, oh, I don't have to call now.
Because we have,
another $5,000 match this hour.
Right now.
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. I have to say, though, it does put a little spring in your step that when you get that note from Kathy that says, yeah, you did it. You made that match. So
Amen.
Thank you. Really, thank you very, very much. We try to just tell you the truth about our situation. And our situation is we do depend entirely on these quarterly times that we can come to you in order to continue to do business as we're doing it. And as I've said, we'd really like to kind of expand that. We'd like to expand into new areas because everybody else, like you were talking about pornography with Javier.
Yeah.
The pornographers, man, they don't rest. If there's a new medium that opens up somewhere, they're in there. And they're like the I was reading an article about this in the Wall Street Journal recently. Like they're often like the innovators.
Yeah.
Well, why aren't we Christians the innovators in inventing new ways to be there, sharing our message? I suppose someday, Tim, before long, we'd like to be in virtual reality. Share the gospel in virtual reality.
Amen.
There's got to be, got to be everywhere where people are exposing themselves to media. And that includes the old stuff, too. I mean, Todd wouldn't like it if I didn't mention that we do books, that we do tracks,
Amen.
That we do, or we do a magazine, as Tim Ryland wouldn't like it if I didn't mention that.
Amen.
All those things, we just come to you 4 times a year and ask, can you please help us? We have a $5,000 match this hour. Every dollar you give will be matched dollar for dollar up to $5,000. 888-291-8000.
And you know, Si, you and I have talked about this before, how that radio, though, in particular, of all the media that we can talk about, radio is very special.
Yeah.
In that
right.
there is a purity to the word when you talk about radio. Now, we love those of you that are watching us, absolutely. We love television. We're doing a new television show right now. But there is something special about radio because the word goes out in its purity. Faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so for the radio era, it was Pope Pius XI who flipped the switch on Catholic radio worldwide way back when. I think that was 1931. It was somewhere around there. And he said, if St. Paul were alive, he would be on the radio. And that was a profound statement. I believe that is true. We are blessed to have this great gift where we can proclaim the word of God, the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics, and it goes out all over the world as the word in its pure form. Folks, that's why you need to give now. 888-291-8000, because we want to keep this strong. I want to shout the gospel of Jesus Christ as long as I've got lungs working with air in them.
Right.
Until I die. But we're not doing that without your help at 888-291-8000. Come on, you need to pick up the phone now. Now is the time. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We will take your money on the internet as well.
Bring it in a bag if you want.
888-291-8000.
And let's continue to do our work here at Catholic Answers. We go now to Seth in Columbus, Ohio, listening on St. Gabriel Radio. Seth, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, welcome.
So So I was trying to look for the answer to this question online and through the catechism. I couldn't find a direct answer, so hopefully you can at least give it a shot.
Sure.
So basically it has to do with the Trinity, and specifically, or I guess one example would be the Eucharist. So when we receive the Eucharist,
yes,
are we receiving the Holy Spirit and the Father as well, or no? Would that be a heresy?
Right. Well, Seth, it's a great question. Now, immediately, because of the fact that the Father and the Holy Spirit were not incarnate, only the second person of the Blessed Trinity was incarnate, we say we receive the second person of the Blessed Trinity, body, blood, soul, and divinity. However, whenever, here is a rule of thumb when we're talking about Trinitarian theology and the action of the Trinity outside of the persons of the Blessed Trinity. Whenever a person of the Holy Trinity acts outside of the Blessed Trinity, all three persons act. They act in their each distinctive manner, but they all act. So in that sense, we can say all three persons of the Blessed Trinity, we are receiving. We're receiving an increase in sanctifying grace and an increase in our union with the Father through the Son by the power of the Holy Spirit. So in an immediate sense, we want to say no, because we don't want to fall into the heresy of Patripassianism that was condemned in the third century. That is, that the Father suffers, or that, you know, we could say by extension there, we receive the Father in a bodily sense. That would be heresy. So we want to say it is unique to the second person of the Blessed Trinity, because only he was incarnate, hence only he is transubstantiated. When we talk about the transubstantiation of the species into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. But having said that, and that's to keep us from heresy right there, we also know that all three persons of the Blessed Trinity come and dwell within us through this great gift. Does that make sense?
As much as I can, yes.
That's right.
That's this side of the grave, yeah.
That's a good answer. But, you know, I would say to you, Seth, it's not irrational. There's nothing contrary to reason when we say that. We can get a hold of the fact that, hey, only the second person of the Blessed Trinity was incarnate. And so we have that unique sense in which we are receiving Jesus. But at the same time, we can't separate the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Right.
To such a degree that, oh no, only Jesus is coming into our body, because no, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one being who are, and that one being is acting upon us and in us at the same time. Has to, right? Because otherwise they would not be the one true God.
Seth, thank you very, very much for that call. We go now to Carol in New York, listening on the iCatholic app. Carol, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yes. My question is kind of a twofold question. Maybe the second part of it's a little bit of a stretch, but I think the first part will be a pretty brief answer.
Okay.
The first hour, there was a very young person asking about where heaven was,
yes.
And they were given the answer that heaven is everywhere. So when we say that Jesus ascended into heaven and Mary was assumed into heaven,
yes,
and Jesus went to the dead, my question, I guess, is physically, I don't understand that.
Sure.
Secondly, where would hell be then?
Right, right. That's a great question. Here's the key. What we have to understand is that principally, and this is what Pope St. John Paul emphasized, principally, when we speak about heaven and hell, we're not speaking principally of a place. And why do we say that? In fact, Cardinal Ratzinger, in his great book on eschatology, which I'm kind of diving back into right now because I'm writing a book on it. It's absolutely incredible. Cardinal Ratzinger's book on eschatology, it's glorious. But he talks about this as well, that we don't want to fall into the error that says, oh, when you get up there, oh, I'm here, I'm in heaven now. wow, and the beatific vision is, oh, I see Jesus there. I see the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but if I look away, I don't see them anymore. Oh, boy. Or if I go over here, oh, I'm not in heaven anymore. No, that would be error, because heaven is not a place in that sense. Wherever you are, wherever the blessed is or are, that's heaven. Why? Because you possess God. We use that language in theology, meaning you've got him. You've arrived. You comprehend him. It's yours. God is yours. You possess God in the beatific vision, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So wherever you are is heaven. The same can be said for those that are in hell. It is principally a state of being. So, and you know what? There's a way you can think of this logically, Carol, because I think that's where you're at. Was this Carol? Or
yeah.
Yes. No,
okay.
You're right.
Okay, Carol, think about this. If you have a person who's really angry, really just in a horrible mood, they could be at the most glorious party in the world and they're angry. People are rejoicing all around them and they're angry. Why? Because the problem's inside of them. And so no matter where they are, they're bringing that with them. That's kind of a way to look at it. Now, maybe after the break, we could put a bow on this, because I would like to talk about the place aspect.
All right. We'll do that. We'll take a quick break. Carol, we'll come back to the rest of your question. We'll be right back on Catholic Answers Live.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
It's the start of a new day for Morning Catholic Radio.
Monday mornings sometimes make me say, Lord, have mercy, give me the strength. And so let's remember that after every Good Friday is the Easter Sunday. And guess what? After every Monday is going to be another Sunday.
To quote St. Paul from Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
Iterum dico vobis.
Morning Glory, Catholic from the start. Weekday mornings, 7 Eastern on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Open forum all day today. Even though it's a Wednesday, we don't care. We just do what we want around here. And open forum is what we wanted to do. Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization for Catholic Answers, is our guest this hour. And Carol, we're not going to forget about you. Hang on there, Carol. We're going to get to your to continue to answer your question about heaven. Is that what we were talking about?
Yes.
Heaven.
And hell.
And okay. Well, we'll yes. focus on heaven, though. And but we have a moment. We just walked in our president, Chris Cech. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Cy. Hey, Tim. Look, I wanted to share with our listeners a quick story. I'm taking calls. The whole staff, we're all taking calls during this drive. And I spoke to a man named Jim in Colorado. And he said, and in the course of our conversation, he said, you all started the show 17 years ago. And I said, that's exactly right. And he says, I remember because it was the year 2000. That's when I came back to the church because of Catholic Answers Live. So I just wanted to pass that on to our listeners. 17 years ago, the man still listening every day, very generously supporting us. But folks, here it is. Not everybody's going to be Tim Staples or Jimmy Akin. Cy, you're never going to be. I'm never going to be.
No.
Tim Staples. No, it's not going to happen. But the reason Tim and Jimmy and Carlo and Trent get to so many people is because of the generous support that we get from our listeners. So, folks, you know, we want everybody to be good at apologetics, and that's why we do this program. That's why we produce all the great products that we produce here at Catholic Answers Live. But what you really can do right now is keep Tim going, keep him fueled, keep these lights burning. You know, we're going to – am I allowed to say this? I'm going to say it anyway. Our TV show is going to weekly next spring.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Good to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad to hear
And that's
Am
all,
I on it?
Yeah. that's all made possible because the generosity of this whole new studio that we've got here, the video that we're doing, just the expansion of the apostolate. So, folks, maybe you're not the kind of person who's going to get down there and quarrel about the hypostatic union with somebody, okay? Or not quarrel, discuss.
Discuss.
Right, right. But Tim is, and he's bringing people in the church, and that's why I just wanted to tell that story real quick about this gentleman.
And Chris, we could also talk about the other things we would like to do if we had the finances.
We want to add radio programs.
We want to add more radio programs. And folks, if you call right now, you can be a part of that at 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And when we grow and we do these new shows, we are going to be thanking you. And more importantly, the rewards, my friends, are literally eternal.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We've got the $5,000 match again for this hour. Please help us meet that, 888-291-8000.
Amen.
And what price, just ask yourself, what price do you put on the story of Jim in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Back to the church because of Catholic Answers Live.
Praise
right?
God.
So what's that worth?
Amen.
It's of infinite worth.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And that's the thing. The gospel has so much power. The good news has so much power. The sacraments are so imbued with power. We have to give people answers so that they will come back to those.
And you know what, folks? I have to say this. We are definitely slower today than we were yesterday.
It is true.
And I really, I'm going to insist right now. Those of you that are on the fence, look, we've slowed down, and we can't do that. We need you to call now. Those of you that you were thinking about it, maybe yesterday, maybe today, now's the time to do it because we're slower.
888.
We can't have it.
888-291-8000. Especially, folks, those of you who've never given to Catholic Answers Live before, please, 888-291-8000. Let's bring more Jims into the Catholic Church. All right, back to work, gentlemen.
And you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com as well, folks.
Carol, thanks so much for waiting. I know we were in the middle of a discussion with you when we went to the break. And Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, Carol, I just wanted to finish up and have you take a look at an incredible text of scripture in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, starting at verse 10. You have this depiction of those who are going to hell, along with the beast, the false prophet, all those who take the mark. It says, the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever in the presence of the Lamb and the holy angels. Now, what in the world? How can that be, right? And we're in Jesus, so in our presence. There are a lot of folks who think somehow when you go to heaven, you get this divine amnesia, you know, and you don't remember anybody. That's just not true. What we have to understand is, yes, there is the reality of heaven and hell, but we have to understand that when we get to heaven, Cy, you and I have talked about this on this broadcast, we're going to see with God's eyes. We're going to see every soul that is in hell is there because that is what they truly merited, and it is just for them to be there, and we will rejoice in God's justice. It's hard for us to fathom that now, but we will see with God's eyes. In the same way, see, when even it's a loved one of ours. If we're in heaven, and that some people say, oh, no, I could never rejoice. No, we're not rejoicing in somebody being separated from God for all eternity. We're not. But we're rejoicing in the justice of it, that this is true and it's good because it is just. Now, as far as the bodily presence goes, Carol, there is a secondary sense because remember I said primarily or principally heaven and hell are not places, they are states of being. No matter where you are, that's heaven, that's hell. But because there's a bodily reality when you're talking about Jesus, right, who has his body now, and Mary who have their body, they are in a location that is bodily. And there will be at the end of time when there is the resurrection of the body. But having said that, we don't want to say, oh, well, then now it is a place. Don't go back to what Cardinal Ratzinger says we can't do. Don't go back then to say, oh, so it is a place. It's over there. It's, you know, second star to the right, straight on till morning. There it is. No, it's not, because still everything that I said before holds true, that wherever you are, whether in your body after the resurrection or Jesus and Mary now, or the souls right now that are in heaven who don't have location as you and I understand it, heaven is principally a state of being. And that's why you can have Revelation 14, 10, and 11, where you have the saints and the angels and Jesus that are in heaven, fully aware of those that are in hell, and yet they are rejoicing. Something to ponder, Carol. I hope that helps.
Yeah, I think it did help me. I was just wondering, though, can I just ask one more quick thing?
Real quick.
Oh, okay, well, I don't know how quick the answer will be, but if
it won't be quick, Carol.
Yes, okay. I also struggle with you know, with this heaven thing. I also struggle with the predestination thing.
Gotcha.
I can't wrap my head around it. I don't understand it. I mean,
yeah, it's a tough one.
It is.
We believe in faith and good works.
Yes.
But there's sufficient grace, but then God gives us efficacious grace. Some people, not all people. So how, you know, like that kind of is disturbing to me. Like it makes me feel bad. Like if I was the one who didn't get enough graces to go to heaven.
Ah, see that's where you step over the line into error. Okay. And in fact, there are many in the church that have made this error over the centuries. The church, see, Carol, what we want to do is focus on the teaching of the church. And the church makes clear, I would encourage you to take a look at Gaudium et Spes, paragraph 22. Gaudium et Spes, paragraph 22, where the church makes clear that every person who has ever been born, ever will be born, has access, has the possibility of participating in the fruits of the passion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So any theology, take this home with you, Carol, and please read that, Gaudium et Spes, paragraph 22. Any theology that says it's because God didn't give them grace that they are not going to heaven, that is not Catholic teaching. That is not the teaching of the church. The church has taught there in Gaudium et Spes, we could get into Thomas Aquinas, who I think is also abused in this arena. But all the way back to the 4th century, the what was called the predestinarians, when the church dealt with them, always, always, consistently, Cardinal Ratzinger makes this point in his book, God and the World, the church has consistently upheld free will and the possibility of the salvation of all rooted in the will of God. 1 Timothy 2:4, God wills all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. If he does not give folks grace, sufficient grace to get to heaven, then the scriptures are false. He is a liar because he doesn't will everyone to come to the knowledge of the truth. And 2 Peter 3:9, God is not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. All right? So God does, in fact, whether, you know, if the sufficient efficacious grace confuses you, don't even use it. Understand that God, I'm going to use it not in the classical sense, but understand what the church teaches is that God gives sufficient grace to everyone to get to heaven. For them to go to hell, and I'll throw out a catechism quote for you too, paragraph 1037, where it says, God, this is the teaching of the church, God predestines no one to hell. Because in order to go to hell, one must freely commit a mortal sin and continue in impenitence until death. Right? As the great St. Thomas Aquinas says, if we go to hell, it's our fault. It's not God's fault. Yes, if we go to heaven, it's because God predestined us, meaning he went before us, he gave us that grace. That's the Catholic understanding of predestination. It means he went before us, he provided. If he doesn't, we can't go to heaven. But he gives that sufficient grace to everyone. That's the key. If we reject it, as St. Thomas Aquinas says, it is because of us. The defect, this is a quote from Thomas, the defect of grace is not in God and God's gift, but it is in us. Does that make sense?
We lost her, but I got to go to a break. So I'm not going to go back. But Carol, God bless you, and thank you so much.
Important question, and that's why people need to get on the phones and call, because we need to be able to help people at 888-291-8000 to understand these crucial questions, my friends, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you now. The phones are not ringing like they were yesterday. And so we're going to – let's. Cy and I are going to pray until they ring at 888-291-8000. We really do need your help right now.
We'll be right back with more on Catholic Answers Live.
We're here for you. Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
Pope Francis said, "All of us are called to mature in our work as evangelizers. We want to have better training, a deepening love, and a clear witness to the gospel." St. Paul Street Evangelization's online School of Evangelization will equip you with the tools you need to be an effective evangelist. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you're unable to give, we'll set you up for free. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live.
Hey, we said we were going to pray until, and we didn't know we really meant it, because we were just finishing our prayer.
And then the sound came back on. Thanks so much to everybody who has called. We have a $5,000 match this hour. We do not know where we are as far as reaching that goal. We do know that the calls have been slightly lower today, or maybe a bit. I don't know slightly. We know that the calls are lower than they were yesterday. We do need your support. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. Every donation is matched dollar for dollar for this entire hour until we use up that $5,000. If we want to get the $5,000, we need $5,000 in pledges or donations. 888-291-8000 is the number. We're going to go back to phones in just a minute, but we have to share our need with you. 888-291-8000.
Amen. Folks, if you could... And I wish we could get more testimony somehow. I know we do it sometimes audio, but if you could join my apologists and myself for one day at Catholic Answers and get the numbers of testimonies that we get on internet, you know, snail mail, email, every sort of media. And then when I travel and go out and speak, or Trent or Carlo, the numbers of people who come up to us and say, my life has been changed. Folks, if you could see that, I will guarantee you, that one right now that's reticent, you'd be on the phone calling, because there is no better place you can put your money. I guarantee you, my friends, you know, there's your cable bill, all right? You could lose that. We could do away with our cable television, but we cannot do away with EWTN, Catholic Answers, what's happening in Catholic radio. Give us a call now. We need your help. Let's turn this thing around right now. We're going to bring the numbers back up to where they were yesterday. Call now at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you. Maybe it's some of you that have already given. You gave last year, and now you're giving that $25 a month. Consider upping your gift, maybe to $50. A month. Maybe it's to $40 a month. Consider that. Okay, you're done considering. Give us a call. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We do get lots of folks who tell us just exactly what you just told us. Here's one, Tim.
First off, God bless you guys, and I'm an engaged young man, but I'm going to go ahead and double my pledge of what I did earlier, because Catholic Answers has deepened my faith. It solidified me in my Catholicism. I'm a cradle Catholic, but God bless you, and I'm going to go ahead and double that.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. That's exactly what it's all about. 888-291-8000. 8,000.
I did not know you had that one in the queue, by the way. I just had to say that. That just looked staged, but it really wasn't. I did not know you got that. That is a great testimony. That's what I'm talking about.
888-291-8000. We want to thank you, too, for helping us. And because of the generosity of, you know, lots of people are generous to us. We do have two books we can send you. If you're able to pledge at $18 a month, every dollar of your pledge is going to be matched dollar for dollar for the whole year. So $18 a month for 12 months, and it will be matched dollar for dollar. And then we're able to send you two books, Benedict Up Close, The Inside Story of Eight Dramatic Years by Paul Badd. I haven't read this one yet, Tim, but I am really looking forward to that one. I really like that guy, that Benedict guy.
He's
really like
good.
That guy. And also we can send you That Nothing May Be Lost, Reflections on Catholic Doctrine and Devotion by our friend and often our guest here on this program, Father Paul Scalia. For a gift of $500 or more, Tim, we're able to send this extraordinary thing that Augustine Institute gave us to give. It's the True
fantastic.
Reformers. It's a DVD set, six different saints of the Reformation.
Fantastic.
And it comes with this book as well. And
wow.
That's Christopher Bloom did that, and he's going to be our
wow.
You want to see it?
Yeah,
he's going to be our keynote speaker
yes.
at the Catholic Answers Conference. And that those saints, I mean, St. Teresa of Avila, I'd give it just for her. But
St. Thomas More,
yeah.
St. Ignatius, oh my goodness. That's the real Reformation.
Right,
yes.
And this often untold story
yes.
of the Catholic part of the Reformation. And
yes.
And thank God for it. And that's what we should be celebrating and what we do celebrate. And so if you don't know these people, if you don't know Philip Neri, if you don't know Charles Borromeo, get to know them. Christopher Bloom's a brilliant man, and we'd love to send that to you. If you're able to make a gift of $500, and you can spread that out over the course of the year, I believe, in pledges as well, we'd be happy to send that to you along with those other books. 888-291-8000, the number. We still have that $5,000 match. We've gone 3 for 3 in hours so far. We're almost 2/3 of the way through now of this pledge drive. And so we've got only 12 minutes left, 12 and a half minutes to the top of the hour
to use
up the 5,000 for this hour. So give a call, 888-291-8000.
Amen.
And we go now to Colden in, well, lots of Canadians calling today. Colden in Newfoundland, Canada, watching on YouTube. Colden, your question for Tim Staples.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Doing
so
great.
Groovy.
Groovy.
That's good.
I love that
That's
word.
Good.
Yes.
Groovy. It is a good word. I got a question there. I'm actually converting to Roman Catholic. My confirmation is
Praise
September
God.
3rd.
Praise
Congratulations.
God.
Beautiful. Wonderful.
Thank you. I'm pretty excited about it. But like right now I'm traveling to go to work and stuff. And as you know, like we were saying before, and I've heard a few times on the radio here that like we're a generation that's kind of far from God and stuff, right? And,
yes.
So what my question is, like when I'm at work, there's a lot of people that make fun of me for believing and stuff, right? And like,
yes.
I'm just looking for some advice and stuff that I could tell
sure.
them that he actually do exist and
oh,
like,
yes.
give him good reasons and stuff for his existence.
Now, how do I say your name? Is it Colden?
Colden. Yeah, exactly how
okay.
it's spelled.
Well, Colden, let me recommend to you a tremendous book by our own Trent Horn called Answering Atheism. Are you familiar with that book?
I think I've seen it on the website.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. You've got to get a hold of it. And I can tell you because I did the apologetic review on that book. That means whenever we put out something, always there are several eyes that are on that book before it ever gets published. But we have what's called the apologetic review where we comb through it for any missteps and such. I did the apologetic review on that book, and it is absolutely astonishing what this young man, Trent Horn, has done, because he takes complex arguments for the existence of God and he really makes them simple to where you don't have to have a philosophy degree to be able to read it and comprehend it. It's called Answering Atheism by Trent Horn. Also, I would recommend, I think perhaps a little bit up a notch as far as the scholarly language and such, is the Father Spitzer's book, and now it slipped out of my head. It's called New Proofs for the existence of God. Yes. Right. New proofs for the existence of God. There, Father Spitzer really dives into the scientific arguments and critiques and answers some of the atheistic scientists. That is also, I tell you, you get those two books in tandem, and you're going to answer just about anything anybody's going to throw at you.
Okay.
New Proofs for the Existence of God, Father Spitzer, Answering Atheism by Trent Horn. And I'll tell you what, if you get those two books, I'd say start with Trent, because it's like I said, it's the average Joe can read it and comprehend it. Call us back. Let us know what you think.
Thanks very much, Colden. We go now to Anita in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. And Anita, we're just going to have to ask you to phrase your question very succinctly, please, and we'll try to answer it succinctly as well.
Okay. Yeah. I'm interested in getting your book. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I'm having challenges with people that are constantly were Catholic and now are Christian because they specifically don't believe in Mary. They don't believe we should pray to Mary.
Yes.
They don't believe in the intercession of Mary.
Sure.
Or the saints.
Yeah.
And I don't know how. I had another bout with another person today.
Oh,
and I
Anita,
don't know how to get to them.
Well, as long as we're recommending books, yes, you do need to get a hold of my book, Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. I answer these questions every which way but loose. And I'll also recommend my 20 Answers booklet called Just Mary. 20 Answers, Mary. Because there I get into the Communion of Saints, praying to saints and that sort of thing. I get into the rosary and other things and, you know, process. Oh, that's repetitious prayer and such. But the bottom line is they don't realize that we are all members of the body of Christ. And as such, we talked about this yesterday, Si. God has designed us in such a way that we are a body. That means we need each other. I said this yesterday, Anita, my finger needs my hand for survival. If it jumps off my hand, it's going to die. We need each other as members of the body of Christ. And 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12 make that so, so plain. Well, Mary is just the ultimate example of that because she's the greatest member of the body of Christ. She alone was chosen to bring the entire Jesus to the whole world. And Jesus now has chosen to use her to bring the whole world to him. And so, Anita, I recommend highly Behold Your Mother. And you know what, Si and Anita, I have to say, we are so blessed here at Catholic Answers to be able to point people to Answering Atheism by Trent Horn, Behold Your Mother. These are apologetics works that are needed all over the world. And we have, and we could go down the litany here of the products that we have here that are some of the best in the world when it comes to apologetics. And folks, that's why you need to call so we can help folks like Anita and so many around the world. We can't do it unless you call us, 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now. And folks, our folks will stay on the phones until they stop ringing. So don't give up. Should the phone be busy, you call back 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We need to hear from you now. It's not over until the last phone rings.
888-291-8000 is that number. You can go online all night if you want. If you're, say, you're driving at home or something from
Amen.
Work, you can go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. This hour, we have a $5,000 dollar-for-dollar match. We'd like to use every dollar of that, and we have 6 minutes. Well, 5 minutes and 50 seconds to the top of the hour. So if you dial and get in the queue now, that will count 888-291-8000. Can you support us? Can you support this work, this evangelizing, this defending of the faith that we try to do every day and, more importantly, in every way? I mean, we're trying to be everywhere where someone might have a question. We'd love it to be if a question pops into your head about the Catholic Church. There's an answer immediately for you, whether it's on the internet or whether it's, I don't know, who knows, all the different ways that the world will develop in the coming years. We need your support to be there and to do that. We try to do it as faithfully as we can to the Catholic Church, especially as the church is expressed in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. We try not to oversell it. We try not to undersell it. We're not more Catholic than the Pope, but we try not to be less Catholic than the Pope. 888-291-8000 is that number.
And folks, when you see the souls that have been touched and the tears that fall when they say, Thank you, Catholic Answers. Because of you, I'm receiving the greatest gift in the universe, the gift of Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. It makes everything we do worthwhile, and it makes you, it lights the fire to say, we've got to keep this going, and we got to make it stronger, folks. 888-291-8000, because we don't want to just stay the way we're at. We want to expand. We want to do more, but we need your help. 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We will be back to do it again tomorrow. 2 hours of open forum. Oh, Jimmy Akin, both hours tomorrow. Tim, thanks very much for a great hour today.
Thanks for having me, brother.
And 888, again, 291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. We stay on the phones until they stop ringing.